This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Gilad Shalit, the Israeli soldier that had been held by Hamas since 2006, has now arrived at his home in the northern Israeli village of Mitzpah Hila. He's been reunited with his family after first meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at an air base in central Israel. Israeli military says a medical examination has found that Shalit is in good health. For his part, Shalit said he is very excited to be back home. Shalit was released this week following a massive prisoner swap with the Palestinians. Altogether, 96 Chinese sailors and their 14 ships have now returned home after being stranded in northern Thailand for nearly 2 weeks. They are back in Yunnan after being forced off the Mekong River after it was shut down to shipping traffic following the murders of a dozen Chinese sailors earlier this month. There are still 12 more Chinese ships waiting to make their way back to China. The authorities say those vessels and their 68 sailors should be arriving back in China within the next few days. The Central Committee of the Communist Party of China has now wrapped up its four-day plenary session. Central Committee has put out a new guideline to improve China's soft power and advocate Chinese culture. Issues connected to cultural development have been high on the party's agenda since the reform and opening up movement began in the early 1980s. But this year's plenary session is the first time that the CPC has raised the issue to the top of the agenda in some 15 years. This is also the first time the CPC Central Committee has put out a clear objective toward turning China into a major cultural power on the international stage. A delegation from Taiwan is now arriving in Tianjin today ahead of the next round of cross-strait negotiations. Speaking ahead of the coming round of talks, Taiwan's Straits Exchange Foundation head Chiang Pin Kung says that the cross-strait peace is hard-earned and should be treasured. Chiang and Chen Yunlin, president of the Chinese Mainland's Association for Relations Across the Taiwan Straits, are set to sit down for their seventh round of talks since the two organizations resumed discussions in June of 2008. Two sides are expected to sign agreements connected to cross-strait nuclear power cooperation, as well as an investment protection deal. They're also expected to talk about industrial cooperation. NATO now says that most of the population in Sirte and Bani Walid, the last pockets of pro-Muammar Gaddafi resistance in Libya, are no longer under threat. NATO spokesperson Roland Levy says that NATO is now maintaining a more observatory position rather than military strikes. However, the fighting in Sirte still remains heavy, where pro-Gaddafi forces have launched a new offensive. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has made an unannounced visit to Tripoli to meet Libya's new leaders and offer up new aid to Libya. Fresh U.S. aid is expected to include medical care for wounded fighters and additional help in securing weaponry in Libya, which many fear could fall into the hands of extremists. The UN's refugee agency is now reporting a 17% jump in the number of asylum applications in industrialized countries in the first half of this year. Over 198,000 asylum applications have been made in the first half of this year in the developed world. As expected, countries that are in turmoil top the list of those seeking asylum. The UN Refugee Agency says they're seeing a marked increase in the number of Libyans, Tunisians, and Ivorians who are seeking asylum. Afghan asylum seekers still top the list with over 15,000 claims made in the first half of this year. U.S. Customs is reporting that they've deported a record number of illegal immigrants over the past year. As of the end of the fiscal year last month, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement offices sent back more than 396,000 people to their country of origin. Of those kicked out, over 216,000 of them were sent away because they committed a crime in the United States. That's an increase of nearly 90% compared with the number of people who were expelled because of crimes 3 years ago. The Canadian government is now eliminating state control over wheat and barley sales in that country, a move which has the possibility of creating more fluctuations in global prices. The Canadian government is going to phase out the Canadian Wheat Board, meaning the country's wheat and barley growers are going to be able to sell their products to the highest bidder. The Canadian Wheat Board, which was established during World War II to provide inexpensive wheat to British forces fighting in Europe, will be phased out by August. Canada is one of the world's largest wheat and barley producers. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.